The Federal Reserve's so-called Beige Book is out, and it provides a mixed assessment of the New England economy. The survey reports solid growth in manufacturing and IT information technology. But it also found many businesses are still not hiring and says retail sales are dragging. Joining us this morning to shed a little more light on the regional economy is Alan Clayton Matthews, Professor of Public Policy at UMass Boston. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start on the plus side. What's behind, do you think, the growth in manufacturing and IT, information technology?
Well, it's technology in our highly educated workforce. We're much more concentrated in the provision of technology and science-based goods and services, and that has rebounded very strongly in this recovery, starting in the spring of last year. That's been a national and worldwide phenomenon, and that's helped lifted the Massachusetts economy.
Well, why are retail sales still struggling?
Because not all the economy is back to where it was before the recession. The unemployment rate is still very high, 9% statewide. And so households are strapped for cash, and they're holding back on their spending.
Is this why businesses appear to be, according to this survey, reluctant to hire?
I think so. They're looking at conditions nationally and internationally, seeing that the recovery is weakening on a national level. And therefore, why would you want to expand if you may need to cut back in the near future?
So what will it take for New England businesses to start hiring again?
Well, it will take a time. It will take time for the national economy to get by this slow patch of slow growth and for the world economy to slowly ramp up. This recession devastated household wealth, both in terms of equity in stocks and in housing, and it's going to take a while to repair that.
Which I think leads to this question. The findings of growth in some business sectors in New England, other than retail, indicate a trend, or is this just a blip? What do you think the future holds?
Oh, I think it's a trend. This reflects our strong position in technology, which has prevented this recession from being as bad here as it was in the last two recessions we had, and it made it less severe than the national recession. That strength will continue and will slowly help pull this economy up. But this recovery has a long way to go, and it's also a very unequal recovery. Conditions are much better in the Boston metropolitan area than in the rest of the state, which is still in a recession.
The Beige Book found that New England was one of just two regions reporting modest growth in the entire U.S. Will the fact that overall growth in the U.S. hamper New England's growth going forward?
Yes. New England and Massachusetts, both regions export about half the goods and services that they produce, and the main customer is the rest of the country. So if the rest of the country is growing only very slowly, that's going to affect our ability to grow robustly here as well.
And when do you think that individuals, that families across the region are going to feel like that there is some reason for hope, that the economy is growing and that things are getting better or are soon going to get better for them?
Well, it depends in what sector you're in. But I'd say for the median sort of typical household, it will probably be a couple years before they feel in the same position they were before this recession began in 2008.
Alan Clayton Matthews, Professor of Public Policy at UMass Boston, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
All right, thanks, Bob.